Pat Oates, welcome to the studio.
I haven't been on Friday in a while. I forgot you guys have fun on Friday.
Yes.
Mondays is like, Friday's like, Friday.
We try to have fun every day.
Try to.
It's easier on a Friday.
Yeah, much easier.
Everything sounds better.
Right.
Smells better.
Right.
Well,
not always.
Not you, but I guess. Most things.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Right.
You're welcome. Man accused of driving high with a samurai sword.
Driving high like a samurai. Woo.
Happened in Ledyard, Connecticut. They had a warrant for 31-year-old Jordan of Norwich. Jordan was stopped by Groton police around 2 a.m. on Thursday. Groton police said the stop was unrelated to the warrant. Jordan just seems to find trouble wherever he goes.
Right, him and a samurai sword.
Or trouble finds him.
Yes.
That's why he needs the samurai sword.
Right, that's why he's a Highlander. There could be only one.
There's always trouble.
Right.
It's one thing to have that samurai sword. It's another thing to be able to use it.
I wonder why he has them. I can scratch my back.
I doubt it's that.
I have an itch.
Where was it, not though? That. Was it just in the front seat with a seatbelt on it? Or was it like, at least I had to find it in the back?
Right.
Was front seat with a seatbelt like it's his friend?
Yes. Right.
It's buckled. This is me, and that's my samurai sword.
It's my friend Sam. Samurai.
Right. Samurai. It's like a Dr. Seuss book. Samurai. I.R. Sam.
Samurai.
Well, you know, sometimes if you forget to cut a sandwich. Oh, damn man. It, they forgot to cut my sword.
He cuts you off, you're waving your fist, he waves a sword. Like, all right,
you win. I do the samurai.
You cut me off, I cut you in half. Right, right.
Not the worst.
I'd love to talk to Jordan.
Yeah.
I don't think he's available.
Yeah, he's a little tied up right now.
Yeah.
Well, if he's tied up, he can cut himself right out.
I lived in Ledyard for a year when I was the house comic at Foxwoods, and that area does not surprise me. That's like tiny Florida. In that area, there's tiny a lot of Florida. Stuff going on in the woods.
Really?
Like, when they put casinos there, it made businesses go. But before, remember, that was just moonshine country.
Yeah.
Like, the people that were, like, born and raised there, they handed that sword down from generation to generation.
Okay. This here is your grandma's samurai sword. I pass it down
It does
to
seem
you.
Like a little bubble ecosystem.
Yeah, if you're going to Uncasville High, right. You've got a sword.
When he was a young kid, mom forgot to cut the crust off his bread.
Oh. Never again. Never again.
Never again.
Chaz and AJ.
Yes, this is Jordan. You should cut it out, all right?
And here we go.
Look at me, paper towels.
He should be in a commercial, though. This is Jordan. You need to cut it out.
We're going to cut taxes. He runs for office.
Yeah, that's his running mate.
Samurai.
The warrant said that on February 2nd, Jordan drove and crashed into a stone wall.
Oops.
Ledyard police said he showed signs of drug intoxication and was in possession of drug packaging materials.
Oh. Huh.
Well, so he was
that
just
means
cutting
the packages
the coke.
Were yeah. empty, and he was now the container.
Right. Yes.
Exactly. All right, well, I was going to put them all back in a moment.
It's called consolidation, all right?
You know, you got to test the product, make sure it's good.
It's a space saver.
Right.
I also said a samurai sword was in the vehicle.
Oh. Maybe it's an Uber for samurai swords.
I'm just driving this somewhere.
Yeah, I'm bringing it to the Fifth Warrior.
It's a good test for the drugs, though. It's like, are the drugs so good that I forget that having a samurai sword is weird?
Right. Yeah, you're tripping out. I thought I was going through a pain.
Oh, right. You're like not supposed to do that. Right.
Yeah, this might be odd to some.
Oh, I heard a story of a guy who was tripping on acid, and he thought he got ripped off.
Uh-huh.
And he had a shotgun out on his dealer.
Oh.
And he said, this acid's no good. And the dealer's saying, no, man, you're tripping right now.
Yeah. Right.
You're tripping so bad.
Right.
You don't know you're tripping
right.
with a shotgun in your hand.
Don't tell me, large purple dinosaur.
And stop growing extra mouths.
And stop melting into the wall. That's not fair.
Does anybody have a weapon in their car right now? Or truck? weapons or odd things in your car or truck.
Right.
Don't get yourself in trouble, but give us a call.
Yeah. And anything's a weapon if you throw it hard enough, I guess.
If you try.
Yeah, some people might have like a claw hammer next to the seat.
Right,
you
know, exactly.
You never
right.
know.
Right, baseball bat, whatever.
Golf club. I think a lot of people do the golf club. Like, they don't golf anymore, but there's one club in the back of the car.
Right. Because yeah. it's not weird to be there.
The Jack yes. Nicholson protection.
You can't
thing.
Be yeah. arrested for having a golf club in your car.
No, you can't.
You have a Louisville Slugger, but you haven't played baseball since you were 8.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
I'd be like, if I was a cop, I'd be like, oh, yeah? Putt.
Putt.
Here's a cup. Ball in there. If not, it's a weapon.
Most people can't do that on a good day.
Putt.
Yeah. Don't walk the line. Putt.
203-882-9757. Chaz and AJ. Hello.
Hello. Hey, how are you doing? Calling in for possible weapons in the car.
Possible.
Possible. Are you disguising your voice?
All right, go ahead.
Hello. Hey,
you can tell us now.
Monkey yeah. wrench?
A monkey wrench. Oh. That is good. You say, oh, so I'm away to fix some piping, and you just haven't pulled me over.
Well, it's just a wrench.
Yeah, that's all it is.
You know why that's fun, though? Because if it ever gets used as a weapon,
a little more velocity behind it.
Immediate headline.
Right. Just tell me you're a Foo Fighters fan.
That's a perfect weapon, too, because you can get a good grip on it.
Yes.
It's got a heavy end.
It's adjustable.
It's very, they're very heavy.
Yeah. You can do the Mo Howard. Come here, you big dummy.
Yeah.
You can swing it well, but when you connect, they know.
Have you ever, held it up to another driver? Or?
No, but hopefully I wouldn't have to.
All right, okay, good. So it's just a staircase.
That no was great, though.
Right.
No? Not that I'm going to say now.
Day ain't over yet.
He wasn't driving at the time.
I'll call back when I do.
Okay. Thanks. All right, very
Send
good.
Send video.
Thank you.
Don't do it on our account.
Part two of our special.
Yes.
Monkey wrenches in your car.
Right.
How does it get called a monkey wrench?
I have no idea.
Why is it called a monkey wrench?
I have no idea. The pipe wrench.
It's
usually.
Probably awful. Usually those names come back from something right. terrible, yeah. and we don't think it. You're like, oh, man, now I know this. Like, you don't want to know that.
Maybe want to get angry at
this. Does the side of it, like when you open it, does the side of it look like a monkey?
Right. Does it get mad and throw poop at you? What?
Ron in Plainsville.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey. Good.
Would a chainsaw count?
Yes.
Yes. The band Jackal? Wow, chainsaw. You know what, though? You can't guarantee. Could be like, brr, 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 hang on a second. I'm really mad. Not flooded. Hang on for a second. Choke. By the time you get that thing running, they were just stomped all over you. Just saying.
Yeah.
Well, you can't use electric one because you have a place to plug it in.
What do you do for a living?
Count.
I work at Amazon.
Was that someone's order once? You know what? This is like a good weapon. I'm going to take this.
And where is that? Is that in a trunk or a pickup?
Yeah,
in the trunk. Okay. Yeah.
Man,
can you imagine getting into like a road rage thing and a person? Oh, yeah, pull up, like you point, like go right. ahead, pull
that's
over, and the guy opens the trunk.
If it starts,
You won.
Yes.
You win.
Right. If it starts,
you win.
Okay, you think you're tough? You have a pocket knife? Yeah. He goes, I'll see a pocket knife, and I raise you.
Right. I'm a cop.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, we got a chainsaw.
Very nice.
All right, so we're talking about possible weapons in your car. Possible. Jasmine in Bridgeport.
Yeah, I have a throwing axe in my car.
A throwing axe. Nice. Do you ask the person to put a bullseye on their face or what?
Man, yeah, you sound like you know how to throw it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a gift from my brother, so I keep it in my car.
Nice.
And did he say this is for protection, or did he say this is to... You know, go for axe throwing.
Yeah, we're joining a league.
Yeah.
Well, we were at Bass Pro Shops, and we were looking at weapons for him, and I saw the throwing axe. It was close to my birthday, and I was like, oh, I love this. And then he was like, all right, let's go practice throwing it.
Wow.
And
oh, really?
Put it in my car.
All right, next you go to a Porsche dealer. Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, he got my daughter a bow and arrow, and my daughter has a knife under her car, and under the front seat of her car, too.
And where do you live?
What do you guys, William Tell?
In Bridgeport.
Yeah.
Bridgeport. Okay. Oh, okay.
You guys fight crime? you guys sound awesome.
North yeah. Bridgeport, but you know, we're small. I'm 5 feet. My daughter's 5'1".
You're 6 foot when you have an axe.
So it's a lot of meat.
Yeah, when your arm's up with an axe,
it's a lot of meat injuries.
Wow. Well, you know, I could just tell listening to you, you're 5 feet, but I wouldn't want to mess with you.
Five feet, don't mess with me, yes.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly.
She agrees.
Exactly.
She's the favorite. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Have you ever had to grab the axe?
No. No. Okay. I take it with me when I go hiking, but thankfully, I have not come across a situation where I've needed to pull it out.
Like a bear. If you see a bear, his hair parted.
You agree to a hiking date, and she's like, let me just get my axe. Here I am, staying home.
Well, what do you think is going to happen when you're hiking? Do you bring the axe to, like, cut firewood and have a little campfire, or is it in case you're attacked?
In case I'm attacked or if an animal comes along.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to fire an axe at an animal? You are way braver than I am.
Yeah, if you see a bear missing an ear.
You know, you distract it. You distract it and you get away.
Right.
With an axe?
Right.
No, that's a good point. If it buys you 5 seconds, that could be life-saving.
Yeah, I think...
Don't hike. How about that?
That's the only axe I have is body spray.
No, I love
Hey-o.
It. All right, Jasmine, thank you.
Thank you
for your service.
She's a badass.
No kidding.
Her daughter's got nunchucks or whatever she said. They all got stuff.
Got a knife under the seat.
Bow and arrow.
Right.
But again, the time it takes.
Right. It sounds like a team of Avengers. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. She's like, I've got an axe. My daughter's got a knife.
Hey, you're thinking the time it takes you to do that stuff.
Yes. Oh, but they're like, it's going the wrong way.
My husband has a restraining order. We all have stuff.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah.
It sounds like a badass team of Avengers.
Yeah. That'd be
That's
cool.
Tough.
It'd be cool if she had like those exploding heads like the Dukes of Hazzard had on their bow and arrow.
All right, so what do we got? We got a chainsaw, monkey wrench. We got an axe, a throwing axe.
Right, bow and arrow.
All right.
Do you guys have stuff?
Possible weapons in your car.
Possibly.
Jay, you have a monkey wrench as well?
Yes, but I'm calling to tell you why it's called a monkey wrench.
Okay, cool.
From what I'm told.
Yes.
So I'm told they call it a monkey wrench because they're so easy to use, even a monkey could use it.
That
makes tons of sense.
That makes sense. Phil? Wow.
There's a lot of myths about this. I don't know. This one makes sense, I guess, but they all kind of make a little bit of sense. This was invented in the late 19th century, the story was that a man named Charles Monkey, spelled M-O-N-C-K-Y, was the guy that sold the patent. That's not true. His name is Monk, but maybe his nickname was, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like, there's like a bunch of...
There's a lot of them. That's what I was told when I was young in plumbing.
Or you show it to Italian. Hey, it's Monk. Hey!
Now.
Hey, Monkey!
Hey, Monkey!
Hey, Monkey!
Hey, Monkey!
Hey, Aito! Have a good...
Well, thank you, Jay.
Yeah, have a good day, guys.
All right, you too. Can,
hey, we're plumbing here.
Hey. Hey, get the plumb. Hey.
Kevin and Morris.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, we are.
So far.
Hey, happy Friday, guys.
You too, man.
Friday. I have a very rare 24-inch left-handed crescent wrench.
Oh. Left-handed.
Left-handed.
They never suspect a left hand.
How do you know?
Yeah. Is it tight and
Come
things?
On, guys.
Right, tighty.
It's a joke.
You know, they used to have left-handed scissors. Remember that?
Yep.
They were green.
Right. Different
you stood
color.
Out. Like, you had different
it's
color.
Like, damn it. That's menthol. This one's menthol.
It's my Newport cigarettes and scissors.
Tim and Shelton.
Hey, yeah, so you can do the old-fashioned pocket sand.
Pocket sand?
Pocket sand?
You throw the sand in the face.
Oh, I like this guy.
Pocket sand.
Game's over.
Right.
Do anything you want. You can leave. You can fight them.
Right.
Wow.
You stand there and laugh at them.
It's going to be weird.
Pocket sand. Take their eyes out immediately.
Right.
Yeah, when you go to court and you have to empty your pockets, it's like, oh, I have this sand.
Right. I'm the sand man.
Wow.
That guy's been in a lot of scuffles.
Right.
You're throwing sand at folks? It's not your first rodeo.
He's a former dirty professional wrestler.
That's a good one. We've been doing this for a long time. I like that one.
Never
that
heard of sand.
Great.
Sand.
That he called dirt. It pocket sand.
Right. Like he did.
Special
right.
sand.
Right.
I bet he's got a special pocket for the pocket sand.
The pocket sand!
Get my sand pants.
That one bulging
cargo
pocket.
Pants went away. Tim's like, not for me, they yeah. didn't.
That one bulging pocket.
Hey, you're on the air. Bruce in Bridgeport. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning right. to you.
I have a machete in my truck.
Yeah, I do.
Get the machete in my chebby.
Machete.
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 Oh, I'm a big guy. I'm 300 pounds.
Wow. Why do you need a machete?
To cut his food.
Hey, you know, I
cut my sandwiches.
You know, I see a bunch of road rage idiots on the road all the time.
Right.
And one of them got out one morning, and all I did was pick it up, one, put it on the dashboard. He waved high, got back in his car, and drove off.
Yeah. And then you take that machete and put Nutella on your bread for it.
Wow.
Wow.
And it is, I found it in the road, too.
Nice.
One of those things. Found it, picked it up, threw it in there.
Probably the last owner was murdered.
Yeah. Right. Or they
or threw it was
right?
a murder weapon.
And they threw it out.
Yeah, I got to let this go. I just kind of, yeah, Bridgeport.
Right.
Wow. Can you imagine getting into a road rage deal and then a guy gets out and pulls a machete?
Yeah, that's when I get back in the car and hit the gas.
Yeah, you win.
Yes.
You win.
Yes, you do.
He said,
exactly.
There's crazy people out there, you know, so I've got my machete. You're the crazy people, dude.
Sometimes that's the only way to win.
Yeah.
Is to up the crazy.
Yeah. Out crazy them.
Right.
That's the ticket.
I hear you.
So how many times a day does someone annoy you driving where you think, I got that machete, buddy. Don't do it.
I'm touching the handle.
Yeah, you know, it's like I do 300 to 500 miles a day, and I see a lot of boneheads. I go. Really do.
I like boneheads.
Dan Hale's been touched quite a bit.
I imagine you just have a sense that, like, when people are getting crazy around you, you just kind of laugh. You're like, ha, 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 I have my machete. You get as crazy as you yell all you want. I know if this winds up, we're standing in the street, it's machete time.
Just for that, I'm going to put that right here on the passenger seat, right next to me, right here.
Yeah, the funny thing is I'm a black belt in Taekwondo and Judo. I never even used it once.
Wow.
I showed the machete and they run.
There you go, see?
That's very effective.
Yeah. You're a 300-pound man that knows jiu-jitsu and has a machete. You're my hero.
Jiu-jitsu, that's like ground. That's like getting the person to the ground. That's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the art of disabling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Close and personal.
Wow. Yep. Close and personal.
You're scary.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yep. Guys, have a great weekend.
You too. I want you to have the nicest weekend.
Have the bestest
the
weekend
nicest
ever.
Weekend
I love
ever.
You.
The bestest weekend ever.
I have a feeling when he has a bad weekend, many other people have bad weekends too.
He sounds jovial. I'm sure he's wonderful.
You sound like a nice guy.
Really
Thank you,
does.
Bruce.
Thank you, sir.
Guys, have a great weekend.
You
love
too.
You,
yeah,
too.
You too. Love you too, man.
Machete man.
Well, Jimmy has an answer for machete man. Jimmy?
Okay.
Well, in my reach, I can access a gun, a knife, a box cutter, and my favorite is a maple handrail that's about 2.5 inches wide by 2 inches long. 2 foot long.
This is like a weird list making deal.
How do you decide?
Right. So many choices.
It's like Batman's utility belt.
So many
like,
choices.
How do you? Right. Who gets the piece of wood?
Right.
Maple handrail.
Right. Exactly.
Right. The handrail.
Right.
That's
what do you,
it.
What do you do for a living? I'm a florist.
That all depends on the mood, you know.
Right.
Is it an aggressive person? Well, then you're going to get the pistol.
Okay. Right.
So the polite people get the wood.
Why are they getting anything? They're nice.
Now, when you say get the wood.
Why'd you hit me with that? I was being polite.
I was saying,
I shoot the bad people.
I was saying, have a nice day. Have a nice day. Here's your morning wood.
In the back of the truck, I have the saws and the shovels.
Oh.
Is that for afterwards?
That's right. I got to cut the body up and then bury it.
Ah, crap. I said good morning too hard.
Are you on the run, sir?
Hey, I know a guy.
Hey.
You are the guy.
Right.
You're that guy.
They people have said that before. You right. know, I know a guy, and you're the guy.
Yeah. You're a handrail guy.
Have you ever pulled the gun on another person?
Or a handrail?
3 times in my life, yeah.
Three times. Was it all in the same week, or
what happened?
Jehovah's Witness wouldn't stop knocking on my door. Yeah, right.
I said no!
Hit him with the handrail, then
they were nice.
Stabbed him, and he still came back.
Keep your watchtower.
I was in a 7-Eleven going to get coffee with the captain of the United States Army. We were getting ready to go to the range to train some kids for 9-11, and these two guys decided they wanted to rob the store.
Nice.
Jeez, bad timing.
Yep. It was not the right time to rob the store.
Well, again, the captain and this guy, Nick Cage, over here.
Can you imagine? It's like, just this is a sign you shouldn't be a criminal.
Yeah, right.
You're robbing a 7-Eleven, and then you got these two guys in there. It's like, oh, God damn it.
Right, this one guy's deciding what to use.
I was just hoping to get like $300,
right.
You know?
Right. It's not like he's going to pull a weapon. He has choices. It's like, dude, he's got options.
It's like, dude, I just wanted to buy some crack later.
And both of these guys are going to train people as to how to use weapons and shoot weapons to go off and fight war.
And here's a demonstration.
Okay. Yep, bad day.
Yes, it is. Yep.
The captain's like, what do we do? He's like, let's see if they hold the door first. If they're polite, they get the handrail.
Right. I think it's a good thing that people out there know that there are good people with guns that are ready to defend.
Use them.
You know, our rights. It's just the way it is.
Exactly.
You know, watch out.
Yep. Yeah.
You never know.
This is true.
I just want to see the security footage of these guys going in to rob the store, and then they run into you two, and then we put this music to it. Because you had a
bad day. As he back out slowly.
Jimmy, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Be good.
You too.
Oh, we'll
that
be
sounded
good.
More like a warning than anything.
It really did.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.